Drums, chanting, and solemn dancing are the beginning of the celebration of Gena, Ethiopian Christmas, which falls on January 7th according to our reckoning of time. In Ethiopia, however, this is Christmas, 1960, rather than 1968. Ethiopians follow the Julian calendar, you see, which has 13 months, and their numbering of years differs from ours by 8 years. The name Gena, incidentally, comes from the game which the men play only once each year, on Christmas Day. The celebration begins early, about 3 o'clock in the morning of Gena. Special services take place in all the churches of Ethiopia, though most people in Addis Ababa attend the observance in the Church of the Nativity or a Trinity Church. Priests dressed in colorful vestments and members of their congregations join in the malat, a lively hymn sung in Ga'az, an old Ethiopian language preserved in the church's liturgy. After a sermon, the priests move outside to the church grounds, some carrying huge drums and other musical instruments, which they play in rhythm as the priests stand in 2 long rows facing each other. Others carry slender poles topped with Coptic crosses, making graceful movements with them as they step back and forth in a rhythmical dance. A poet has prepared a short poem for the day, and a soloist weaves it into a melody as the poet recites it. The remainder of the day is spent feasting, visiting friends, and in celebration, while the younger men flock to the fields where the teams are forming for the once-a-year game of Gena. The game of Gena is something like hockey. Only a wooden ball is used, and clubs are made of dried tree branches. There's no limit to the number of players on each side, and they have quite a time of it. The men divide into 2 groups, and each tries to drive the ball to the opposite half of the field. The chanting and the rhythm of the clashing sticks are punctuated by shouts of derision directed against the other team, and they are not always in the kindest of terms. Still, the game goes on, rough as it is, and no one complains. It continues until sunset. The winning team goes from house to house where they are offered food and drink, and the merrymaking goes on well into the night. They will retain the championship until next year at the same time. Yet beneath all the festivities, there's something elusive, something very profound. And so I had one more question for His Imperial Majesty, Haile Selassie I, a question about the meaning of Christmas in a world of many creeds, and also in his own land where nearly 70 languages are spoken, and where Islam and various forms of tribal religion exist side by side with Christianity. But before that, I think you'll be as captivated as I was by the young voices of the student choir of the Haile Selassie I Foundation School for the Blind in this Christmas carol sung in Amharic, A Child is Born in Bethlehem.
His mother is the Virgin Mary. His father is God on high. Hallelujah, hallelujah. They laid the child in the manger. They laid the child in the manger. Angels worshipped him, worshipped him. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Imperial Majesty, as a figure of world importance, and
probably one of the best-known men in the whole world today, I should like to ask you this question. What meaning can the birth of Christ have for the nations of the world today?
As I said before, the birth of Christ is celebrated all over the world. When I say in the whole world, it does not mean that all people would observe it in the same manner. In all the places that I have visited, including the Muslim and the Buddhists, we have seen the observance. But for Christians, it is an act conducted with love.
Your Imperial Majesty, you have done us great honor, and also all the people who will listen to this broadcast, by giving us the opportunity to speak with you this day. And all those who are listening should know that this conversation was held in the Imperial Palace at Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, with His Imperial Majesty, the Emperor of Ethiopia, Haile Selassie I. And we thank you and wish you God's blessing in all the days to come.
Thank you.
For Christians, the celebration of Christmas is indeed an act conducted with love. The love of God reaches down and reaches out to everyone through the child born in Bethlehem, Jesus Christ, whom the Apostle John calls God's Word made flesh, a word of life and love, straight from God to you and me. To this love of God, Christians respond with love, love that reaches out toward God and toward other men. This love of Christ, His love for us and our love for Him, is the very source of Christian conduct. And this is the way it works. If one man died for all men, then in a sense, all died. And His purpose in dying for them is that their lives should no longer be lived for themselves, but for Him who died for them and rose again. If a man is in Christ, he becomes a new person altogether. The past is finished and gone, and everything has become new and fresh. Christmas was God's idea, God's doing. God in Christ, that's what makes Christmas real. In Christ, God gave and God gives. In Christ, there is forgiveness and reconciliation with the good and giving God. In Christ, the great God shares His own rightness with men, transmitted with power to save men from the destiny toward which their sins are constantly driving them. In Christ, there is life, useful, fruitful, productive life. And so, we too can celebrate Christmas with love. The Lutheran Layman's League has presented this special Christmas broadcast featuring an interview with His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I, Emperor of Ethiopia. The interview was conducted by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, prominent American churchman and speaker on the International Lutheran Hour. It was pre-recorded through the facilities of Radio Voice of the Gospel, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. This special Lutheran Hour Christmas program has been a presentation of the Lutheran Layman's League.